It's Tuesday, February 18th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. That dark web sale of an MSP, an inside job, and two updates to Jedi. This is the Business of Tech. Thanks again to the guest hosts in the four-day series, so let's catch up on several stories to not miss anything. An update to the hacker who threatened to sell access to an MSP on the dark web for $600 in Bitcoin. Turns out it was a former employee. Marcavius Britt was charged with computer fraud and abuse, as well as unauthorized use of a computer in his attempts to sell access. The plan? He first tried to extort Chimera Technologies customers by holding their information hostage for a ransom, and when that failed, moved on to selling access to those customers. So why do we care? Is it better or worse that this was an inside job and not an external hack? On the one hand, it's scarier that an insider would do this. It's notable that according to the FBI's affidavit, Britt was hired on May 6 and then let go on June 24th. That's 6 weeks to do millions of dollars in damage. In reviewing the circumstances, the owner of the provider took a risk hiring the employee for a genuine, charitable reason, based on positive interview of a rough-around-the-edges candidate. I really want to applaud that, but I'm reminded of trust but verify. It seems that the verification ongoing was not there. As such, the owner did not protect himself from internal employee abuse. The verifications and audit after was a problem. The next time you question investment in automated solutions to restrict engineers with password controls, here's an example of why that's necessary, as well as training and supervision of new employees, as well as auditing and procedures after departure. Britt was fired for, quote, on-the-job negligence, close quote. At the time of his departure, his actions needed to be audited. Periodic audits of systems are a required part of maintenance. Owners can never lose sight of the immense power they're giving to their employees. And if you don't be suspicious, you do need to verify all the time. Additionally, I don't want to downplay the fact that this could have just as easily come from an external hacker. With the level of access that phishing attacks can allow, don't forget that that attack vector can impart the same level of damage. This incident was entirely preventable, even with taking a risk hiring the employee, and even assuming that the employee would be a bad actor. If you deliver IT services, you should read the links included and understand how this happened, and then ensure your own processes do what you can to mitigate this. What was a charitable move exposed the company to incredible risk, and while I applaud the move to be charitable, I must also criticize the back end. This provider messed up. Learn from this. Oh, the Jedi contract. How much do I enjoy the drama? Immensely. Two updates to the story. First, Microsoft criticized Amazon for employing, quote, sensationalist and politicized rhetoric, close quote, in a lawsuit over a lucrative military contract known as Jedi. This is in court records made public last week. On its heels, the federal judge ordered the Pentagon to halt work on the contract last Thursday, just one day before the go-live date. As part of that, Amazon must pay a $42 million deposit in case it's determined the injunction was wrongfully issued, and the company must agree to redactions to the judge's order no later than February 27th so it can be made public. Why do we care? Am I following this story for the drama and amusement? Yes. Yes, I am. It absolutely has that element as this continues, and like a car crash, I just cannot look away. I just want to see how this ends. However, it remains true that this is a crown jewel contract award, and so who wins matters. As this develops, learning more about how the contract award was made will also be insightful. Was this technical, or did the award go down the way it did because of politics? Technical and business insights will be very valuable. Political ones will be entertaining. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Back from my travels, so I'm catching up on a few stories, diving in on things we might have missed to make sure you're caught up with all the news and opinion. Appreciate you following. Follow us on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook to get all the latest updates. I'm going to do a live stream on Thursday to discuss some of the other stories, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.